The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980. Don't forget John Feinstein will join us coming up at 8 o'clock. Kevin McCarthy's on the schedule at 9. And Gabby, Bruce Boudreaux, former Caps coach, current NHL Network analyst, he's on at 9:25. He's got a full guest roster.
I know we're going to hit the skins here momentarily. Cakes is going to the Wizards game tomorrow.
I am, yes.
And they're playing the Nuggets. That's a Russell Westbrook revenge game.
I didn't even know Russ was on the Nugs, to be honest with you.
Oh, my God. I hate the revenge. Can we stop? This is like, I know it's Cakes' thing. I apologize, Cakes. I hate the revenge game angle.
I love revenge
game
narratives.
People talk about it now all the time.
Oh, they do.
It's the most cliche thing.
It's a real
ever.
Thing.
There's like
it is cliche. Cakes is into it.
Guys on the roster. Revenge game.
Ooh, of course.
I need to think.
Russ Westbrook's bounced around on like five teams at this point.
These guys try hard every week.
Say it's Commanders.
Maybe in the NBA not so much.
Coming up.
And the NBA might mean something because they don't necessarily try. If you watch NBA games,
NFL,
don't look like they try hard that
much. You're not going to get an argument from me.
Anyway, I just wanted to point out the absurdity of what the Joker is doing in the NBA right now.
Well, I'm going to watch it in person tomorrow.
That's why I'm bringing it up. Ricky. He's number three in points per game, averaging 29.9 points per game. He is number two, he's a center, number two in assists per game at 10.4 assists per game, and he's number one in rebounds at 13.4 rebounds per game. So he's averaging a trip-dub, averaging 30 points per game, and I believe he's in the top 10 in steals, and he's shooting over 50% in three-pointers.
I saw.
Despite all that, I'm there tomorrow night to watch my guy Bilal Coulibaly rebound
from
his 0 for 10 performance against the Mavs last night. I couldn't care less about watching Joker play.
Joker, did he have a trip dub last night too?
Yes,
he did. Yeah, they lost to Cavs. The Cavs are 20-3.
It's a pretty good start.
Kenny Atkinson's doing something.
It's basically
special
the flip of the Wizards' schedule. Flip those two numbers around. That's basically what the Wizards are looking at.
But think about it. He's a center. He's number two in assists. He's number nine in steals per game. And he's shooting 50% from the three-point line. And it's not like he barely shoots. He shoots over four threes a game.
He's pretty good.
Unbelievable player.
Whoopie-doo.
So if you actually look up Cakes, appreciate the greatness.
I mean, I haven't seen my guy Chris Farley and his wife in a while. There'll be some catching up.
Of course.
There'll be some drinking the signature Hennessy drink in the Hennessy loft.
You think Farley could maybe tuck a few pairs of shoes under his armpits?
You think he wants to walk around Cap 1 with three pairs of Brooks tucked under his skinny arms?
Maybe he could just give them to you like in the parking lot after the dinner.
How about you just text him and say, hey, I'd love a pair of Brooks. You know where to send them, and he'll take care of you.
Lives like 10 minutes from here. You can drive over.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. I know he's not. Yeah. I'm just saying he could. Yeah. All right, let's hit the skins. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. You need to hit the skins right now. You can grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. You need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES to get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep.
By the way, your boy Koulibaly in his last five games has a total of 25 points.
It's not great. But again, it's development. I know
you keep telling me
that. Be honest.
I'm looking out into the horizon for his development. That's what I'm doing.
I would tell you.
Like, that's not realistic. You better squint. Squint's realistic.
Like, I'm on the beach and I'm looking out on that horizon and I'm seeing how it's going to look when he's like 24 or 25 years old.
I want you to swear on your children.
Yeah.
Okay, that you're going to tell the truth.
Yes, I will tell the truth.
Because that's the most important thing in your life.
Of course.
Have you lost a little faith in Bilal?
Zero faith.
You swear on your children.
I've lost zero faith.
Huh. You swear on your children.
Yes.
Wow.
It's so early in his development. So early.
You sure? You sure you want to go
All
with that?
All I know is you guys are going to be heaping flowers at me in 2 or 3 years when Bilal is blossoming and it's developed into the fully grown and developed NBA player.
Bilal. What is that? What does that look like?
Oh, I don't know what it looks like. I hope it looks
better. See, he has faith, but he doesn't have faith in what it's going to be.
I don't know exactly what it looks like. How? What am I? No,
but is he
going
to be a star in the league?
Kicks. No, he's not going to be.
Let's hope so.
Kicks. Also in the last
five
games.
That's backed off.
Yeah.
He's backing
off.
Yeah, you just doomed your kids.
He's trying to just stick to his guns.
My kids are good.
So he's taken 42 shots in his last five games. How many has he made in his last 42 shots?
Let's go 9 of 42.
Seven. It's pretty close.
Of
42.
And probably a handful of them are dunks.
Look, you guys.
I know none night were.
You guys all just want a fully finished product at the age of 20 or 21, however old he is, and he's not a finished product.
No, I want
Will Dawkins knew that
what I
going
want.
In.
It's not what I want. I want a guy that gives you flashes. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay. And early in the season,
no one's
he gave you a couple.
No one's expecting him to be fully polished.
I'm not expecting 25 points per game now.
No one.
I'm expecting once in a blue moon, show me something and go like, oh, okay.
Right.
And it's
how many of those games
do you
have?
Do that early enough in the season? He was having a good early stretch to the season.
How many how many really good games did he tie together? Two,
I don't know.
Three?
Probably
three
or four. Dozen or so.
He did?
Okay. I would think.
Not a half dozen.
I'm going to go half dozen solid.
I would
for my
think.
Guy Bilal.
Well, hold on. He had
two wins.
He had four consecutive games where he had 23, 17, 27, 22.
All right. There you go.
That's a glimmer.
All right. Four.
But what has happened? I mean, what has happened to him?
I can't explain it. Ask
scouting reports.
Ask Keith.
Yeah, maybe.
Ask the coach. Don't ask
me. Scouting reports say, back up. Don't let him drive to the basket.
Look, you guys all want the Wizards to be a 55-win team in year two of the rebuild.
No.
And I know that's not happening.
No, we want the guy that they drafted with the first-round pick to show us a little more than he has.
Okay. Maybe it's going to take a little longer than you expect.
The rebuild may never happen. Let's be honest. We don't know it's going to happen.
It may not.
Just because they're drafting high doesn't mean that they're going to rebuild.
It may be a big, gigantic failure.
Team.
We don't know.
Correct.
Hopefully, it develops into them being a perennial playoff team.
I didn't want to piss you off on a Friday.
I'm not pissed. I'm just defending.
I just wanted to point out some numbers.
My guy. I got to defend my guy while he's getting piled on.
I'm just surprised you swore to your children that you hadn't lost any faith.
I haven't wavered.
I know you haven't publicly wavered, but I'm asking you in your core.
The core, my gooey core, still have a lot of faith in Bilal. Right. In Bilal, I trust.
Right.
I can't remember. I saw a list of, I think it was top 25 players under 25.
Yeah.
He did come in at 25.
Okay, he made
so
made,
they st-
made
he
the
was
list.
Still on the list.
He just snuck
of
in.
Like hope.
I need him to go on a heater.
All right, we said we were going to hit the Skins. Let's get into the Commanders. Given the Wizards too much time lately. They're 2-18.
They're brutal.
2-18, wow.
All right, just a couple things, then I want to get into something. There's a lot to get into. All right, so obviously it's so funny. I do hate the revenge game angle, but it is interesting that Marshawn Lattimore's return will finally be against the Saints, Cakes.
Yeah.
And the headline here is, I think Adam Schefter said this. Now, I don't think he's saying this because it's the Saints. But he went on the Pat McAfee show and he said, when they get back from their bye after this week, sounds like Marshawn Lattimore is going to make his Commanders debut at his first big back for Washington. And he says it should be a jolt in the arm for Washington coming off its bye, getting its Pro Bowl quarterback. Now, I don't think it's simply because they're playing the Saints.
I think it's because he's
going to make them better.
Yeah. I wonder if Chris Olave will play in that game.
I don't know what he's been out for a while.
Yeah, he's had concussions, multiple concussions.
Right. Well, they might want
to. He's eligible to play in that game, but I don't know if he will.
Yeah.
Yeah, they might just want to rest him. How much of an impact do you think Lattimore? Do you think Lattimore will have an impact that like an average fan can see?
I hope he does.
Like make a play or two on a ball, or they just stay away from, you know, half the field.
I don't know. I think he'll make some plays. Yeah,
he'll make a play or two.
Yeah, I think he'll stand out.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how bad his hamstring was. I mean, he hadn't played in, what, 4 or 5 weeks?
Apparently it was pretty bad.
Four or five weeks?
All those weeks? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about it earlier. Jaden Daniels was voted NFL Rookie of the Week again. I wanted to throw it out there for people. It's the eighth time this season that he's won the award. Now, Valdez has got this in my head now, and now I'm paying attention. Does this mean something to you? 800-636-1067. It is kind of funny from afar. I maintain, and I do believe this in my heart of hearts, it doesn't matter who wins the Rookie of the Year. You give it to Brock Bowers. You want to give it to Bo Nix, that's fine. I do think it's a kind of a classic example of how we build somebody up. And then, not that they're tearing down Jaden, but now they're on to the next thing. You know what I mean? Bo Nix is kind of the flavor of the month right now. Mm-hmm. And he's getting a lot of love. So, you know. But if you're a Commanders fan, Valdez's theory is that we all want, or we're upset when Jaden doesn't win the weekly Rookie of the Week award, etc., and that we're jealous of other guys when they win.
I don't buy into that at
all. That's Valdez's theory.
I don't think people care about the weekly, but I do think there are a portion of fans that find the accolades important. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, they want to say, our guy won Rookie of the Year.
Right.
Even though, look, you found your franchise quarterback. He's probably going to be here for a decade plus. It really shouldn't matter if he finishes first, second,
right,
or third.
Because remember, it doesn't matter.
But there's definitely a portion of fans that will be upset. Even the way you said it, it kind of irked you to say Bo Nix.
Well, I mean, because I do think that he's had a better year overall than Bo. I think he's been one of the most impactful players in the game. But I'm pro Bo Nix. I'm pro all the quarterbacks.
I think so.
What have you done for me lately? Because the three-game losing streak really affected.
It coincided with Nix playing better, too.
Right, because they won three
straight. But all you should care about is that you found your guy, he plays well, he puts up good numbers.
And to put it in context, remember, Robert won Rookie of the Year, Chase Young won Rookie of the Year. Like, it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
It means nothing.
I think Chase Young's still stuck on 3.5 sacks last
year. He won
defensive
Rookie of the Year,
Yeah,
defensive. There was an interesting graph, actually a series of like 4 or 5 graphs I saw this weekend comparing Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix. And I do think Jaden Daniels overall has better numbers. But this is a fan vote. So Jaden's won 8 out of 13. Mm-hmm. But week by week, it was almost split down the middle as to who'd perform better on an individual week.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
If there's a true race, the last month of the season probably matters. And they have similar storylines, and they've taken over as rookies. Their teams, I think, have identical records at 8-5.
Yep.
So kind of how it closes out will probably mean something. And then Bo Nix had kind of a statistical advantage in the old school stats, just touchdowns and some of those things. And with Jaden having 3 touchdowns this week,
if you're a Commanders fan sitting at home and you start raging because Bo Nix wins the Pepsi Rookie of the Week 1 week over Jaden Daniels, you're like an unhinged person.
Well, a lot of guys.
Like, I just don't understand.
All right, so this is from Matt Holder from the Bleacher Report. Wide receiver is a current weakness in Washington. Finding a compliment to Terry McLaurin should be a big priority for the club this spring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Currently projected to have nearly $100 million of cap space to go after a big fish. Blank will be one of the most recognizable names on the open market and has plenty of experience. He's 28 years old. He's going to turn 29. He's got 39 touchdowns and 7,300 yards. You know what I'm talking about.
T. Higgins?
No.
I don't think T. Higgins is that old.
I thought he was younger.
Higgins, but 28. He'll be 29 in February.
28-year-old that has 39 touchdowns?
He has 39 career touchdowns, 7,266 yards currently in his career.
What's he have this year?
I don't have that number in front of me. Right. What strikes me is I feel like this guy's been hurt a little bit.
Is he an NFC or AFC player?
I don't want to answer that.
Hmm.
How many touchdowns?
39. I'm not sure who that is.
How about this? He's the number 2 on his team.
His team's current number 2 wideout. Don't say Deebo Samuel.
No.
Okay.
You guys can't get it?
Don't say Amari Cooper.
Nope.
Chris Godwin. Oh. How would you feel about the Commanders throwing a boatload of money at Chris? Now, I don't follow him that closely, but I get this. I feel like he's been hurt.
He suffered a major injury. Yeah. Did he have an ACL or a leg break? Yeah. Like one of the two. I can't remember.
Isn't he out for the year?
He's been out for weeks. Yeah. If he's 100% healthy, I kind of like it.
He'll be 29.
Very good player.
So you get him probably like three. You should get at least three or four.
I'd like T. Higgins better.
Oh, I'd. Would love T. Higgins over Godwin.
He's going to cost you a little bit more.
Now, Higgins, he gets banged up, too. Yeah. Like, he's missed his fair share of games, but when he's healthy and dialed in, he's, you know, a top 10, top 12-ish type wide receiver in the league.
But they're going to address it.
You'd be getting him in his prime at 26 years old.
I don't know if it'll be in free agency or the draft, but they're definitely going to address the position.
You know, we don't have time to do it now. Maybe we can do it in another segment, or, you know, we have, like, a year to do this. But, when I did that podcast with those guys, nice guys, the Ref the District guys, one of the guys over there is already panicking about 2025 because he's seen our opponents.
Okay.
And he's already seeing doom and gloom.
Right.
And we've touched on it briefly, but, I mean, the schedule is a lot more difficult next season on paper.
Yeah.
You know, when you have the Chiefs, the Chargers, the Vikings, the Lions. The Broncos, you know.
I bet
the
you're
Bears.
Not going to do the "they're the Lions" bit next year when we're picking the schedule.
Yeah, are you going to do that?
Are you going to do that bit?
Let's see. Let's see. Let's see where they are.
It's going to test your theory.
Let's see where they are next year. Like, what if we're playing them? They're like 2-3 or something. I don't know.
Well, I mean, heading into the season, I'm going to guess they're one of the NFC favorites heading into 2025.
But anyway, my point is that. He was already sort of in a panic. He was almost like in a win now mode.
Did you tell him to live in the now?
I told him relax.
What are you worried about?
You don't even know what we're going to do in the off season. Of course, we got all this stuff. Like, I don't want to think about it. But it was interesting. He was almost in a panic. Like, we got to win now.
Did you drop
because
the Kyle,
next year is going to be a poop show?
You should have dropped the Kyle Shanahan on him. Like, we don't even know if we're going to make it out of the weekend.
Right.
We don't know if we're going to be alive next week.
But I will say this: that I don't want to give it any credence. Packers, Chiefs, Chargers, Vikings, Broncos, Lions, Bears. That is those are tough outs.
Sounds pretty daunting.
Those are tough outs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hopefully we do make some those guys aren't dumb. They know.
I mean, Adam Peters isn't going to just.
I know. He's not going to sit on his hands. Of course. We'll be better next year. I would think on paper we should be better next year, barring catastrophic injury. But it is kind of interesting. Man, next year could be a lot different. I'm hoping we're just continuing a positive trajectory. Are tough outs. It is hard to to deny it.
Yeah.
They're tougher outs.
You know what? Take one year at a time.
I am.
Still got plenty of season and playoffs ahead, EB.
Potentially.
800-636-1067 is the number right here on the Junkies.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put up the Junkies poll of the day brought to you by Scotty's Vodka earlier. And it was just, do you think Bill Belichick goes back to college to coach? 83% right now are voting no.
Right.
I don't see it, but maybe. Maybe. Be interesting.
Very unlikely.
I don't see that.
Very unlikely.
Didn't see him having like five media jobs. And he's got five media jobs this year.
Yeah, he's getting checks from a lot of different places.
So it's kind of surprising us what Bill Belichick has become. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see what other jobs open up. Right now, there's three jobs that are open with interim coaches.
Probably three more. I'm gonna guess six will be open.
I keep saying it, and no one is kind of biting. This young girlfriend, I'm telling you, has done something for him. You look at the pictures of him posing with her, like when he's just like at the beach or whatever. He looks like he's 50. He looks our age. I think he looks 15 years younger. He looks amazing.
I don't pay attention.
Not only he looks amazing.
I mean,
I've seen other pictures.
Like 71.
Yeah.
He looks amazing. for 71.
I thought he always
He's a chunky guy.
I always thought he looked pretty young. I mean, younger than his age.
I'm not saying he looks like, you know, he could win a bikini contest or something. I'm just saying.
You're saying he's full of vim and vigor.
I'm just saying he looks like a healthy. He doesn't look 71 to me.
I think he looks about his age.
Yeah.
But
just look at some of the pictures. I think he looks amazing. But, all right.
Speaking of pictures, the pictures came out of the suspect in the murder of the United Healthcare worker case, although they haven't figured out who he is just yet, right?
Well,
or maybe they do.
If the guy's ever...
I mean, the reports are that they're closing in on the identity. They might know who he is.
I mean,
just not
I would think a million people that guy knows.
Beyond that,
know
if
he is.
If he's ever been on an airplane...
Maybe he just doesn't interact with
if
a lot
he's
of
ever
people.
Been on an airplane, they do the facial recognition. He's in the system.
Yeah.
It's over.
I would just think friends of his
but
see
I'm
the picture
it's
and like, oh, that's...
You don't even need
those
a friend.
Are pretty clear pictures, too.
Yeah. I mean, he looks like Jake Gyllenhaal in there.
A little bit, yeah. And apparently he left Atlanta. He jumped on a bus in Atlanta the day after Thanksgiving and took it to New York. So he was in New York the day after Thanksgiving.
Well, how do they know that if they don't know his identity?
Because they know stuff.
Maybe D. Woods can identify
identity.
Him. D. Woods is in Atlanta.
Yeah. They know.
They probably know who he is, but they know that's what the report is, that he traveled to New York last month from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Hopped on a bus.
He's so busted. And apparently, someone may have hired him, but he certainly wasn't smooth with like eating the protein bar and like leaving his DNA everywhere at the Starbucks, you know, getting water bottle.
They've got his fingerprints because he had a burner phone that he tossed.
Yeah.
They got the water bottle.
I think they got the water bottle, the protein wrapper.
I think they're going to get him before the weekend's out.
You mean pictures of him smiling at the hostel?
So weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that was at the hostel where he's smiling? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought it was a Starbucks.
I was telling the boys behind the glasses before the show, I didn't know hostels existed in the United States. I thought it was just strictly like an overseas thing, like in Europe.
It's a good point, Cakes. I never pondered it, but yeah. So where do they exist? Every city has a hostel?
I guess big cities must have them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it, you know.
What's the difference between a hostel and a hotel? Is it just that it has like a group bathroom?
Well,
that's the way I picture
it
in my head.
One letter, first and foremost. Okay. Secondly, I think they're either free or very cheap.
They're not free,
they're
cheap. But they're cheap.
Yeah, I mean, they're
cheap. Right, but why are they cheap? You get a room, you get a bed.
It's just like a bed.
It's like one step above being in a prison
you're
cell.
Like sharing, you're sharing the room with a
shared
bunch of other strangers.
With other people, yeah.
Now, it looked pretty nice. I looked this place up.
The one he was at.
Yeah,
there are
it's
nice
clean.
Hostels.
Well, it's not like a pigsty or anything. It looked like a nice place.
Hostels.
It just looked like a room with six beds in it or whatever it is. But this guy, people are saying, "Oh, professional hitman and all this." First of all, you butt sloppy, but he's nubs. He's taking a Greyhound bus. He's staying in hostels.
Yeah,
it's a nubber.
Yeah, he's definitely not.
With an
he's hired hit.
He's not well funded like the guys in Born Identity. The guys are chasing down Matt Damon.
Do you think, is it possible? Because he looks all happy and everything. He just donks himself off? You know, like an Andrew Cannon thing?
I was thinking that.
Maybe.
He doesn't want to go to prison.
Well, yeah, if the cops are
but like,
closing
when they're closing
in.
When they're closing in, he's just going to donk himself off.
I mean, maybe. Yeah.
A lot of these guys do.
I mean, I wouldn't want to spend the rest of my life in jail.
I remember the old lady that worked at the prison, and she was banging the inmate. She helped him escape, and they went on the high-speed chase, and then she blew her brains out. She didn't want
to go. It's a horrible way to go.
She said she wanted to go out with a blaze of glory.
Well, she did.
She did.
I do not want to go out in a blaze of glory.
I
want to go out when I'm 100 and in a hospital bed.
I read,
my bed at home.
There's so many stories. I mean, really, the Daily Mail is just it's just entertainment, you know, but they'll get the basics and then it's just all whatever. And it's all sensational stuff, right? All like the murders,
it's
the
tabloid.
Terrible infections, it's tabloid stuff. And there's so many husbands that like one guy like sawed his wife to pieces. Like, what are they doing? Just get a divorce.
Yeah,
why are you doing this?
Yeah, just break
another
up with
guy
your wife.
Killed his wife. And when the police were closing in, he docked himself off.
Well, how about the story in Herndon?
Yeah, with the
swingers.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. The dumbest thing. That guy is the dumbest guy on the planet.
I mean, there's sometimes it's a heat of the moment thing, and then they try to cover their tracks. And they come up with these crazy things.
That one might have been. That was all planned.
And wasn't there a husband, like, it was either Woodbridge or Manassas, like, within the past few months, whose wife disappeared?
Yeah, the Indian dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he's the prime suspect.
He cut her into pieces. There was blood all over the house.
They arrested him already, right?
Oh, they already charged him murder. They haven't found the body, but there's blood in the house.
Yeah, I was reading this morning, this guy donked off his wife, and then they haven't found the wife yet, but they totally suspect him.
Of course.
They went and they found, shocker, her DNA on a handsaw.
Right.
So imagine he killed his wife. They apparently had a fight at a country club.
Right.
The rich family, like a really rich family. And she disappeared the next day. So he probably had a fight, killed her. And then he's sawing his wife into pieces? Who could do that?
It's unthinkable.
It's unthinkable. I'm sure I'm gonna
have a fight with my wife at Norbeck and then go cut her into a billion pieces at my house. Like, people are insane.
Yeah, please don't.
People are literally
they're just not wired the right way.
Please don't.
I will not. Don't worry.
But these people, I mean, they're gonna get this guy.
Yeah.
In like 2 days.
They might get him today.
They might get him today.
My initial thoughts was he was prepared to be caught.
I'm usually off.
I mean, they're on top of him. They know he was in Atlanta. They know where he was staying. They got his fingerprints.
But he looked like he has, I mean, he looked like a, you know, just like a, he looked like freaking Jake Gyllenhaal.
I think he looks like the guy who killed the four college students in Idaho.
I don't remember his name.
What, Valdez?
There are a lot of women online that are swooning over this guy.
They already want to marry him in jail?
Yes.
Well, he was already a hero to a lot of people before they even knew what he looked like.
And these maniacs?
Yeah, these crazy people. I mean, the comments online are outrageous.
That's
why they think that healthcare costs are through the roof.
They're cheering a guy on.
But my initial thoughts was he's ready to be caught. And then he's doing it, and just my own like little fantasy is, well, maybe his wife died and didn't get the medical care that he thought she should have, and that's why he left the message. What are the three words? Defend, deny,
depose. I believe.
I think.
Can I throw which is the insurance companies.
So that was the title of a book.
Right.
You're probably right. It's a disgruntled person.
Yeah.
But that's also a great way to throw off the scent. Is you put that on the bullets to make you think it's deny, defend. I think you're probably right. I haven't looked into it. It's just my instinct is I don't trust anything.
Look, I'm not a detective. None of us are. Just if we're all going to speculate. That's just what I was
thinking. The story is riveting, though.
Well, it's horrifying.
I mean, it's a horrible story.
It's a horrifying. Yeah,
of course, that's what makes it riveting. But it's riveting to us.
Because there are murders all the time, but this one, like, in cold blood.
Right on the street.
On camera.
Yeah. Right on the street.
Now, I guess it was somewhat dark, right? Because it was 6:45
in the
morning.
Yeah, it was still a little bit. Pretty dark out.
It was still kind of dark.
Yeah.
But just the brazenness. It's kind of like the mob shooting, right? At Sparks, outside Sparks Steakhouse, right?
That's a good old school. Paul Castellano.
Was
he the target?
And, of
it's
course.
A good one.
What's the guy? Jimmy, or no.
Sammy the Bull?
No. Who was the main guy?
Gotti
was the one that orchestrated the whole thing.
Right.
And, but the brazenness of that.
Yeah.
You know, just coming out of a steakhouse in the middle of Manhattan. Wild.
I just feel like the actions before and after seem like the actions of somebody who's prepared to be caught. Like he walked away.
I know you keep saying that over and over and over. That's possible. Or he just thought, you know, it's so early, I'm going to be able to get away from it. I thought I heard he ran to his bike. And then he walked.
I think the video shows both. He walked and then he didn't sprint to it, but he was kind of jogging to the bike.
Yeah.
When he was going across the street.
I mean, obviously he was very sloppy. Very sloppy. Yeah.
How did he know that the CEO would be by himself walking on that block? I mean, I know he knew that the investor meeting was there.
The wife told him.
An hour and a half early.
The wife told him.
Aren't they separated?
Separated.
Yeah.
Maybe the wife told him. She wants to cash
in. Maybe the wife's in on it, yeah.
I doubt it.
I mean, that's a wild.
I'm just throwing out stuff. But they say you could just Google and you could find where people are going all the time. Like, it's, you know, I mean, like there's so much information on the internet.
But he's walking by himself 90 minutes beforehand.
Because he knew
like
he was
the guy
at
was
hotel.
At Starbucks 10 minutes
well,
before
like he
that.
Knows where the dude's investor meeting
he
is.
He just knows his schedule.
But I don't know how he knew
his
what hotel
what
he was staying
about.
In.
Yeah.
I don't know how he knew that he was staying in a nearby hotel, but maybe he would just
I saw a police officer say, you'd be shocked how much information, if you know how to mine for it, you can find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, these people, this is what
I
they
mean,
do.
Jeremy, you kind of consider yourself a sleuth where you can find out information.
I couldn't even find the only invitation.
You did fail. That's a very good point. Did he ever send you the video?
No, Edwin? But you know what? Mikey Stotts,
yeah.
A friend of the show.
He says he knows Box. The guy?
Mikey said he played that guy and pwned him.
Oh, really?
Okay. So, well, but you can't beat Mikey.
No, but I can hang with Mikey for a little bit. At least I used to be able to.
Oh, okay.
I
don't know where all right, let's now, see the match.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're doing the match.
I cannot
Grab versus
Mikey.
Edwin.
Grab versus Edwin.
Yeah, we need
the junkies invitation.
We really want to do it.
He said, he also said, from what I remember, Edwin runs like a wackadoo.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember
like
I told
weird
you,
form?
Yeah, adults yeah. that learn sports later in life, mm-hmm. they're usually don'ts.
Like a wackadoo.
They're usually, they have awkward everything.
Does he run palms up like cakes?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah. If you ever play somebody that picks up tennis as an adult, their strokes are all effed up.
Grab, if I were you, I would never schedule the match. It's only down potential downside for you. There's literally no upside for you.
I choose not to play.
Choose not to play. That's the correct move. Just leave.
Listen, I wouldn't play anybody. I wouldn't play anybody.
Leave some mystery out there.
But I know that you have a little tennis bravado, though.
Yeah,
you did.
I just can't be taking L's against random listeners.
Right. Agreed. Just against people like
too much downside. Yeah. Too much downside.
No, no.
Don't play Robin ping pong. He'll wax you. And you won't feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Hey, later in the show, we got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies at 9. John Feinstein joins us at 8 o'clock. And Bruce Boudreau, former Caps coach, at 9:25. But next, trying to hit it big with our touchdown parlay. Here on the Junkies.
All right, it's time for us to get back on the horse. We need a dub in the Anytime Touchdown Parlay. It's been many, many weeks since we've had a winning ticket. We need to get
two,
back
though.
On the right side of it.
Pit two this season, and that's why, you know what? I wouldn't mind leading off because you just made me pivot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I was looking at Mike Evans, mm-hmm. and then if you go on FanDuel, which is where Cakes places the bets, they don't have Anytime Touchdown Parlays for that game for some reason.
They do not. I don't know why it's being held off the board at this point. It's kind of
I was
going
to go with Mike Evans, who has 101 career touchdowns, because I feel like why not go with a couple of favorites in here? Mm-hmm. We all like to go for the long shots, but let's go for somebody who's going to score. So I'm going to pivot to another receiver who scores a bunch of touchdowns. Don't care if he's a super favorite. I'm going to go Ja'Marr Chase. Bengals play the Cowboys. That's Monday Night Football. Give me Ja'Marr Chase to find the end zone.
All right.
He does it a lot. He's done it 13 times this year.
Mm. What is he, minus 180?
That's pretty nice.
What is
13
it?
End zone trips. I'm looking it up right now.
Okay.
Ja'Marr Chase is minus 150.
All right.
So he's in the parlay.
Lower than I thought.
He is in. I think we're going to have a lot of minus numbers.
Well, mine's a minus number. I'll go next.
Is at an all-time low.
San Francisco is kind of dwindling. Their season's just has plunged into the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost three straight. They've got a billion injuries. Their top two running backs are out for the year, McCaffrey, Jordan Mason. So they're going to go with a rookie out of Louisville, Ike Garendo, who is
super fast.
Yeah, he's averaged like 6.5 yards per carry in his limited work.
To get like a 76-yard run or a 70-plus-yard run in one of the games in relief.
Yeah, so they're going to want to run a little bit.
He ran a 4.33 at the combine.
Moving.
And Chicago, you can run on Chicago because Chicago's near the bottom of the league in run defense. So I'm going to take Ike Garendo. I think he's minus 150 as well.
He is minus 150.
To score a touchdown because
there he is.
He's going to be their guy. I don't know how many carries he's going to get. I assume he's going to get, you know, 15 to 20.
15 to 18, something in that range.
Yep. And San Francisco is desperate to win because if they lose, they're 5-8 and they're pretty much done.
All right, so Garendo's in. He's at minus 150, along with Ja'Marr Chase, also at minus 150.
All right. Behind the glass, what they going to do? What they going
to
do?
Well, boys, someone's got to carry the boat. Someone's got to juice this parlay. New York Jets are traveling to 305 to take on the Dolphins. Give us Garrett Wilson plus 200. He's averaging 10 targets per game this season, and Rodgers missed him on an easy layup touchdown last week. He hasn't scored in 3 weeks, so he's kind of due. Feeling damn good about this play, boys. We need to hit this. Come on.
Plus 200.
Why not us?
That does help. Helps balance the scales a little bit, which we need.
All right, Mike Mars in with Garrett Wilson.
I mean, he was wide open in the end zone last week, and Rodgers just sailed it over his head.
Garrett Wilson's been a big dud this year.
He has been a dud.
Is it my turn?
I thought he was going to put up huge numbers. Sure.
All right, so this guy, the rumors of his demise, I think, have been greatly exaggerated. He's played a lot better of late as he compared to how he did at the beginning of the season, but he hasn't scored a lot of touchdowns. Travis Kelce, I'm going to take against the Chargers. I think it's a Sunday night game, right? The whole country's going to be watching. Probably have Taylor in the box or something. I think he'll rise to the occasion. Four of his last six games, he's had 12, 16, 12, and 13 targets, and yet he's only had two touchdowns in that stretch, two on the season. I think he's due. I don't know what the number is. It's probably pretty good.
I'm not seeing that pop up on FanDuel right now.
They don't have a Travis Kelce anytime touchdown?
I mean, I'm double-checking, but I'm on that game. Sometimes the later games, the primetime games, don't have numbers out on a Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, my guess is...
Hold on. I think I might have found it. There it is. Plus 145.
All right.
User error.
All right.
There you go.
That probably happened with Mike Evans, too.
Maybe. It's very possible. All right. So Travis Kelce's in.
You guys hate that?
Spin the wheel.
No, I don't hate it at all.
Okay. He's only got two on the year, but...
Yeah, I don't see the Mike Evans. For some reason, I don't see the anytime touchdown scores.
That's why we pivoted to Jamar Chase.
This is strange. All right, Cakes, who you like?
I've got another minus number to throw in here. I'm going to go with Tony Pollard. He gets to face the horrible, woeful, directionless Jacksonville Jaguars this weekend. And we just saw Tony Pollard last week against the Commanders, and they bottled him up. That's not going to happen in the Jacksonville game. I'm looking at 80 to 85 yards on the ground and a touchdown plunge. He is minus 120, and he's officially in the parlay.
All right, so we've got, is that it? We've got everybody?
We got Garendo, Kelce, Pollard.
All right.
Jamar Chase.
And Mars making the choice for those guys?
Mars, he already brought him in with Garrett Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's hear what the payoff is.
Who am I missing? I need to put one more guy in here.
You got Chase, Garrett Wilson, Chase, Garendo, Kelce.
Ah, Kelce. There it is.
Travis Kelce plus 145.
All right, so this bet will pay.
Are we doing $10 or are we doing
$10 wager? Ooh, it's kind of nubs. It's a nubs.
Well, we got a few minuses in there.
$10 pays $371 and 70 cents.
You'll be sized if you had like $75 in your account. You'd be sized.
I mean, it's not.
It's
great.
Better than losing.
You know what? I can't even get excited about it. It's not even $400.
But you get your boost in there.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess 30% boost. Kind of meh.
They haven't been doing those.
The boosts have kind of gone away over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Boosts have gone, boy.
We just need to get a dub.
We need
I'm
our confidence back.
I'm always just get a dub.
Need
just
the swagger get a dub. Back.
I actually feel bad. I feel like mine might hold us back.
What was Garendo's minus touchdowns. Number?
Minus 150.
Yeah.
So we have two minus 150s and one minus 120.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it. I just want the win.
You guys are playing scared.
Garrett Wilson, Travis Kelce, they're going to try to get us home. Garrett Wilson, I mean, I kind of like he's overdue for a touchdown because he's been dreadful the last 3 weeks. Miami doesn't give it up a lot to wide receivers. It kind of scares me. Hmm. And he's got washed Aaron Rodgers throwing him the ball, too. Doesn't help.
Can I ask you guys a question weather-related? What is a normal day's wind? Not, you know what I'm saying? Like where it's not newsworthy. Nobody
10.
Is that what it is? So if they say it's going to be... It's going to be 14 today. Is that noticeable wind? 14
mile an hour wind. I wouldn't think so.
That's not noticeable.
No. I mean,
as opposed to.
You might notice it. Like,
what's yesterday?
A normal day? That's what I'm asking. Like, what's a normal non-windy day?
Some days you don't feel
like seven. Five, 6 miles an hour.
Five or six. Yeah.
Some days you don't feel anything.
A normal day.
Yeah. It'll be a little breeze.
Like yesterday, you noticed
it's not,
it.
It's not going to be.
Yesterday,
like,
the wind, yesterday,
the wind was howling.
Yes.
I mean, yeah.
And of course, yesterday was, in my neighborhood anyway, was trash and recycling day.
Right.
Pickup.
So that means trash.
So all
is
the
dum
dums who don't pay attention like Bickle to the weather put all their recycling out there and it was blowing everywhere.
Right.
I mean, literally, it's blowing all over the neighborhood. And I was walking around some yards picking it up.
Yeah, ooh,
that's
gross. It looks poopy. So I was picking up my neighbor's trash. Recycling and putting it into people's trash cans.
Good for you.
Well, I mean, you know, have a clue.
Coming up next, it's Fridays with Feinstein here on The Fan.